Brittany Cartner will now bring us Kids Corner.
You guys to do is I want you to make a long line right down here. Can you do that for me? I need you to make a line for me.
You're not a teacher, are you?
And it needs to be a straight line. That's a pretty good line. All right. Well, congratulations. It's payday here at Kids Corner. All right. So each of you get a little bit of money. Yeah, this gives you a good feeling. Free money, huh? I hear that. More? You gotta earn it. Get my cord out over here. They know what to do. Their hands are out. Whoop. Thank you. There you go. And there you go. All right. Oh, you missed one down here. Hi, honey. There you go. All right. Now come up here and have a seat. And we're going to learn something today. And it's called taxing. So, now that you've got this money, you have to be taxed. So I need you to pay at least 4 pennies. 4 pennies. Well, some of you are a little short. No, you only had 3.
I only had 2.
You got problems. You got some big problems. No, see, you know, you guys have to pay your money. So what are we going to do about this? Well, let me tell you the story about a guy named Peter. Okay? And Peter was approached by the tax collectors and asked if he was going to pay his taxes. This must have been sometime in April. This really worried Peter, and Jesus' disciples were always helping out a lot of people, and Peter probably didn't have a whole lot of money. So he was a little worried about having to pay his taxes. I bet your mom and dad have been in the same boat a time or two. Because we have to pay taxes too. And when we can't pay, that's a big problem. Yeah. So Jesus did not tell Peter to cheat, and he did not tell him to not pay his taxes. Instead, he told him that God would provide the tax. Free money, huh? He told Peter they would pay the tax so they didn't offend those who expected that they pay it. So like the government. Okay, the government wanted him to pay his tax. So what Jesus told Peter must have just really surprised Peter. All right? He said, Peter was so worried, Jesus told him the next day to go off and go fishing. Take the day off, go fishing. Now, when you're needing some money, what's the first thing you think of? Not fishing. No. Okay? Now, remember, Peter had given up his love of fishing to follow Jesus. So, Jesus was telling him to go back and do what he loved to do. And relax and take it easy. That's a really hard thing to do when you're so worried. It was truly an act of faith when Peter did as Jesus told him. And when he caught the first fish, he looked in its mouth, and there was a coin. Can you think of another fish that has a coin in it? What? Where did you point to? Who'd you point to over there? Jeremiah. That's right. We give coins to Jeremiah, and we call those apportionments a bass. That's right. We give a coin to Jeremiah, and so that goes to our church. That goes for apportionment so that we can do things for people. And Peter looked in the mouth of this fish and he found a coin, and it was just the right amount to pay his taxes. So Peter could pay his taxes after all, and God performed a mighty miracle. Now, remember, God will provide to you the things you need, but maybe not always the things you want. All it takes is an act of faith to see the blessings that He will give you. So, those of you who are short your 4 pennies, you get a tax cut. Come on. You get a break on your taxes. So get enough to make your 4 pennies. How many you got there?
4.
Okay. So now you have enough to pay your tax, because Kids Corner isn't free, guys. All right? Okay. Wait just a second and get your pennies. We're going to pray, okay? So let's pray. Father, please help us to remember that You will help us in our times of distress and trouble. Your love will provide us with the things we need. We need to trust in You and sometimes realize we just need to relax and let You do Your work. Amen. All right, now go collect some coins for Jeremiah.